Thank you, John. Good morning. For those of you who are present here since 8:30 in the morning, just a small correction about my introduction by John. I am a student. I mean, I was a student at Emory, but not an adjunct faculty. I was a future faculty candidate for upcoming Indian Institutes of Public Health. And these are institutes that are coming up in India in collaboration with Association of Schools of Public Health in the US and Public Health Foundation of India. And these would be the first few institutes in India dedicated to public health research and training. Thank you. I'll talk about the use of emergency department hospital inpatient services by Hurricane Katrina evacuees that came to Georgia in the year 2005. And I have no financial relationships to disclose. Coming to the background of the current study, this study was actually to carry forward a study that was done in the year 2006 that compared ED visits among the Louisiana and Mississippi Katrina evacuees in Georgia during 8 months prior and 1 month following Hurricane Katrina. And it was done by the Georgia State Department using information from just 7 hospital-based EDs in 2 of the 18 health districts that Georgia has. And the results had shown a 7-fold increase in the average number of ED visits, which increased from 20 visits per month to 143 visits per month after Katrina. Objective of our current study is to describe the use of emergency department and hospital inpatient services by Hurricane Katrina evacuees from just the states of Louisiana and Mississippi that came to Georgia. About the methods, we used Georgia statewide hospital discharge database with information from 144 emergency departments and 168 hospitals across all the 18 health districts in Georgia. And we limited our analysis to the residents of Louisiana and Mississippi based on the state of residence, and we also verified the zip codes. And we did retrospective analysis calculating the frequencies and Z statistics for two proportions and also the chi-square statistics for 2x2 tables for the study period September to December, which we compared to September to December of 2004 to account for any seasonal variations. Coming to the results from our preliminary analysis, this graph shows the ED visits and hospital admissions in Georgia among residents of all other states, I mean the states other than Georgia, from 2004 and 2005. And the bars here are divided, as you could see, in two periods, January to August and September to December. And for Louisiana and Mississippi residents, it is colored in red. And for other residents of all other states, it's the blue portion of the bar in the green. And as you could see, when we look at the January to August period, there is no increase in the proportion of the visits or hospital admissions among the residents of Louisiana and Mississippi. But when you focus your attention to the September to December period, the number of visits for Louisiana and Mississippi residents, that they increased from 636 to 5,076, which was almost an 8 times rise for the visits. And similarly for hospital admissions, it increased from 160 to 1,008, which was about 6 to 7 times rise. And this graph clearly shows the difference that we are talking about. In the visits shown by the red line and the hospital admissions by the blue line, you could see that there is a similar trend from January 2004 up to July 2005, when suddenly there is an increase in the month of August, which rises dramatically in September, and they have not come down to the baseline trend levels even by the end of the year in December 2005. We also tried to look at the places where these residents of Louisiana and Mississippi that came, that they went to, by clustering the 18 health districts into 3 clusters based on the location of the Federal Emergency Management Agency shelters that were there in Georgia. And we made 3 clusters of the Metro Atlanta districts, which were 4 in number, other shelter districts, and the districts that had no shelter. And we see that most of these people went to the Metro Atlanta area and then the districts where there were other shelters. And when we looked at the same clusters. For residents of other states, it was different, and they went to the other districts. This map has a lot of information, and I would try to be as brief as possible. The first information is the blue lines show the boundary of the 18 health districts in the state of Georgia. And then the 11 districts that are numbered are actually the districts where there were evacuee shelters of the American Red Cross Society and FEMA. And then we also see the shelter counties, which are highlighted, and the darker counties had a greater population of the evacuees. And then the spot, this is also a spot map. You see the spot map for hurricane-coded ED visits or hospital admissions. We tried to look at the supplementary classification of external causes of injury and poisoning code for hurricane, hoping to validate our hypothesis. If we were attributing that whatever increase we saw in September to December was due to Hurricane Katrina, then we should see some cases coded as hurricane. And we did see 51 hurricane visits and 10 hospital admissions that were coded as hurricane, or facilities which are both within the districts where there were shelters and also outside the districts where there were no shelters. And we looked at the selected disease categories among these hurricane-coded visits, and here are the results. And the percentages are clearly shown with each selected disease category, with injury 36%, hypertension 20%, diabetes 13%, gastroenteritis 2%, asthma 2%, so on. And these categories were not mutually exclusive, by the way. Here we present the ED visits and hospital admissions by race, and the lines give you an idea about the number. There were quite a few that were missing, but we still had a big number. And each portion of the bar has the percentage label, and we found that the percentage, the proportional percentage for the whites decreased, and the African Americans and the other races, they increased statistically significantly. Among African American, 23% in the year 2004 to 56% in the year 2005 for the period September to December. And hospital visits, 32% in the year 2004 increased to 68% in the year 2005. This is by sex, and we found that there were more females and statistically significant results in the ED visits, especially. There were more females than males in the year 2005. These are the results by the primary payer categories that we had from the hospital discharge database. And we found that among the ED visits, all the three categories, that is public funds, that is Medicare, Medicaid, or other state funds, private insurance, and self, had a statistically significant different result. The public funds increased from 15% to 25%, private insurance decreased from 50% to 27%, and the self-out-of-pocket increased from 35% to 48%. And this is only looking at the primary payer. And among hospital admissions, although the numbers were different, but the only statistically significant difference was among the self-out-of-pocket, that again increased from 14% to 23% in the year 2005. Then we looked at the average monthly ED visits, and according to the ICD-9 chapter headings for the two periods in 2004 and 2005, the blue portion shows the 2004 visits, and the red portion shows the 2005 visits, with the number on top of the bar is the ratio that it increased from 2005 as compared to 2004. And you would see in the ED visits, the increase is across all the categories, with major increase in the terms of numbers in injury and poisoning and respiratory system diseases. And we further looked into certain selected disease categories, and the increase was maximum in terms of numbers in acute respiratory tract infections, and in diabetes in terms of the ratio in which it increased from 2004 to 2005. It increased by 23 times. Then similar ICD-9 chapter headings analysis for the hospital admissions, and here we see the In terms of numbers, the highest increase was in circulatory system diseases, and also it increased across all categories because of the increase in numbers of people that came from Louisiana and Mississippi. Again, looking at the selected disease categories, the maximum increase among hospital admissions was in cardiovascular diseases, especially in ischemic heart disease and congestive heart failure. And hypertension rose by 33 times as compared to 2004. Since there were so many ill-defined coded visits and hospital admissions, we further looked into the selected disease categories among these ill-defined coded cases and hospital admissions, and here are the results. With mostly the chronic diseases, hypertension was 35% among the visits, diabetes 13%, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease 8%, and similarly for the hospital admissions, we have the results here. There was a large number of prescription refill visits, and we also looked further into the selected disease categories among these prescription refill visits. And again, we see mostly due to the chronic diseases, with hypertension 40%, diabetes 18%, 2% for infections of the skin, and acute respiratory tract infection 2%. And this is among the selected disease categories that we looked into. These trends of the current analysis that we did is the validity and the representativeness of the hospital discharge database. And Georgia gets information from 687 health facilities, and we use quite a lot of these hospital and ED visit information in this current analysis. And one major limitation of our study, apart from some of the inherent limitations that hospital discharge database has, was that we did not have any valid denominator for the number of Louisiana and Mississippi residents that came to Georgia, so we could not calculate any rates. To summarize the conclusions, Hurricane Katrina evacuees had substantial impact on the hospital admissions and ED visits in Georgia, and the visits rose by about 8 times, and hospital admissions rose by about 6 times in the year 2005 as compared to 2004. Increase was seen across all major disease diagnosis categories, reflecting the increase in population that Georgia got from Louisiana and Mississippi after Katrina. 33% and 36% increase in proportion of African American patients among ED visits and hospital admissions, respectively. And 13% and 9% increase in uninsured patients among ED visits and hospital admissions, respectively. The implications of our analysis could be that this data can be used by emergency planners in anticipating healthcare needs in future situations when residents of coastal regions come to Georgia. And the data can also be used by policy planners to address the disparities that the data clearly shows and insurance needs of evacuees during such disaster situations. We wanted to acknowledge so many people. It was a long list, so we just want to acknowledge the whole Division of Public Health at the Georgia Department of Human Resources at the State Office. And thank you if you have any questions. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Britt, our first presenter, had to step away, so she is not here to answer any other questions. But as you make your way to the microphone, I think the first question I wanted to ask Ashley, I know that deaths obviously occur outside of LA County, and the main data source I think that you were tapping was from the LA County Coroner's Office. Attempt to work with the various counties, say Orange County, Riverside, Ventura, to capture similar information about residents that may have had a death outside of the LA County?
Yeah, let me back up. I should be referring back to our coroner's office to place of residents. I know that when our coroner's office
Steve. Any other questions from the audience? Curtis, you did mention about antibiotic resistance for typhoid being a problem in LA County. What sort of implementation prevention program do you have in place to address that?
Well, it's a little loud. The group that, say, that are traveling to Asia and picking up the antibiotic resistance tend to be Asian and race. So they're probably traveling to see family or friends. They've lived in the county for years and going back for a funeral or something of that sort. And unfortunately, that's a hard group to intervene with. Unlike somebody who might be born in the county and think of traveling to Asia, they might go to travel agent and talk to their doctor about it, and there we can intervene with sling vaccines and safety practices and precautions. But with immigrants or people going back to see families, it's a much more challenging group to intervene and to prevent those illnesses. So unfortunately, like we can see a problem.
I don't know the specific numbers. I'll say the cases of that traveled, the 86 cases that we had that developed typhoid fever, two of them reported taking a typhoid vaccine or prevention. One of them was an injectable, so it might have been a failure.
Any other questions for our presenters? Well, I think what we've heard was a series of surveillance topics and methods for analysis, and we'd like to hear a follow-up from Sue's work, hopefully maybe next year, as well as Vivek. I just wanted to put in a plug with please stop by if you are interested in standards and how information is shared electronically and the type of work that we're doing at CDC to help promulgate the sharing of information in a standard and a secure way. Please stop by the CDC booth, the Public Health Informatics section. I want to thank all of you for your patience, and thank you, our presenters, and hopefully you'll present again next year. Thank you.
good job. The thought occurred to me, I said, those 5 minutes, those type of things are showing me your answer. I shrugged out the stock in the minutes.
Yeah.
Methuselah.